Welcome to the Learning Blueprint, Crafting Behavioral Change at L&D. This is the go-to podcast for leaders who are passionate about driving impactful learning and development initiatives within their organizations. Each episode, we will dive into the strategies, tools, and insights that can help you sculpt the future of workplace learning. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the liquid workforce and what that means for training and how we train individuals in this liquid workforce. So the first thing I want to talk about is, what is the liquid workforce? It's something we're all familiar with if you're in the learning development field, and that is the workforce that comes and goes. And so that creates a significant impact on our ability to train individuals and get results for the organization. So, you know, for the last 15 years, there's been a slow decline to the length of time that somebody stays within an organization. Historically, we have said that it takes about a year to onboard somebody. The average tenure right now in the workforce is 4 years, and that's declining rapidly. So essentially, if we take that 1 year onboarding, we're taking an entire year before we get full productivity out of a new person. And so the cost, you hear all the time about the cost that it takes to onboard somebody and to train somebody. As training professionals, we want to get people productive as soon as possible. That's going to benefit them. It's actually going to create an opportunity for them to get into the role and maybe stay longer. But if they don't, we want to make sure that we're preparing individuals to produce for the company as soon as possible. So first thing we'll look at is, what's caused this shift? I think if we can look at the reason for this shift, the reason people are leaving jobs so frequently, then we start to figure out, how do we get in there to solve the problem? What we can't do, which is what a lot of organizations have been trying to do, is change this fact that the workforce is becoming more and more liquid every year. So what is causing it? One of the reasons is because employer and employee loyalty have gone down. I remember about 10 or 15 years ago, I was asked by an interviewer as I was interviewing for a job if I believed employee loyalty had gone down. And I said, yes, because employer loyalty has gone down. The idea that you're going to work for a company for 20 or 30 years and then get a pension at the end of that is almost non-existent in today's workforce. A lot of the strategies we've tried to implement in terms of retention have been to keep people excited, happy. And that goes so far, right? So that's one reason, is employer-employee loyalty has gone down. Another reason is the availability of new positions. Right? Many, many years ago, in order to get a job, you had to either go into a place and apply for it or look in the paper and then go do something to actually apply for that job. Show up, send it in your resume, something like that. Today, you can just go online, send resumes out to 200, 300 potential employers, and you know, certainly don't get a great return rate on that. But you can get your job without ever leaving your house. So the access to new positions is also creating this shift.
Looking to bring a real change to your team's learning and development? Then you need Legacy Learning Consulting. We're all about creating custom learning strategies that truly make a difference. Whether you're aiming to boost team performance or enhance leadership skills, we've got you covered. Dive into what we offer by visiting Legacy Learning Consulting LLC. .com. Start crafting your team's legacy in learning with us today. That's Legacy Learning Consulting LLC.com. We can't wait to work with you. Schedule a time to discuss with Jason in the episode description below.
And this is another one that's really crazy to me that's the reason for this shift. And that is, if you change jobs, on average, you're going to receive a 10 to 25% pay increase by changing jobs. If you stay within a job, you're right around 2 to 3, maybe 5% pay increase, right? So there is a drive for people to move, to change jobs. There's a big motivator, financial, internal happiness, and just overall career development. There's value in shifting jobs. So unless we target that, as learning professionals, we got to figure out, what do we do with that, right? And if you look at the learning and development field, it hasn't really changed much to address this issue, right? We are still providing training. We still do onboarding, Typically, your onboarding process is 6 months to 1 year. And so it looks different for every organization, but we still are operating under that we want to get people up to a certain place before we can see them as fully productive. There are still pay scales that actually reflect that you get pay increases after 6 months because we anticipate that you're going to be a higher product, you're going to be more productive at that time. So the training function needs to adjust in order to be able to respond to the liquid workforce. And so how do we do that? Well, we're going to explore that in further episodes on this topic. But there's three focus areas that you want to be paying attention to as you're looking to train liquid workforce. That is onboarding. So what does onboarding look like, knowing that people are going to be leaving in a relatively short time? You also want to look at succession planning, right? So it's on the back end that that's going to be a huge impact. Right now, the workforce is made up of 25% of baby boomers. And when they retire, there's going to be a huge gap in leadership, in skills, et cetera. So as we think about this liquid workforce, we got to be thinking about how do we train people to keep them so that they're able to fill these roles. Right? Part of it is that messaging, but we're going to talk a little bit more about that in other episodes. And then generally career development, right? We know that when people feel like they have the opportunity to grow within an organization, they're more likely to stay, significantly more likely to stay. And so we want to be focusing on those three things as we look to shift the training function in this liquid workforce. Thank you for tuning in to the Learning Blueprint, Crafting Behavioral Change in L&D. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform and follow us on your preferred social media channels to continue the conversation and stay up to date on the latest trends, strategies, and success stories in L&D. Join us next time as we further explore the world of learning and development. Until then, keep forging pathways to meaningful behavioral change in your workplace. And don't hesitate to reach out via social media with your thoughts, questions, or topics you'd like to see us cover. Here's to shaping the future of your organization, one behavior at a time.